Before we get to the podcast, I wanted to make sure that you knew that my online knee course with Lenny Macrina is on sale for $200 off this week. If you want to learn exactly how to evaluate and treat the knee, you're going to love our comprehensive course where we cover our clinical examination, exercise progressions, and specific information on ACL, meniscus, patellofemoral, articular cartilage, osteoarthritis, and so much more. Plus, you can earn a ton of CEU credit. The course is on sale this week for $200 off. Head to MikeReynolds.com/knee for more information and to sign up today.
On this episode of the Ask Mike Reynolds Show, we talk about hanging from a bar to treat shoulder impingement, and we talk about how we're using blood flow restriction training at Champion.
The Ask Mike Reynolds Show. Helping people feel better, move better, and perform better.
Welcome back, everybody, to the latest episode of the Ask Mike Reynolds Show. We are up at Champion PT and Performance up in Boston. I'm here with Dan Pope, fitnesspainfree.com, Dave Tilley, Shift Movement Science, Lenny Macrina, the Director of Physical Therapy and co-owner of Champion PT and Performance.
Dropping hammers.
Wow.
Business card right there. That was pretty cool, right? And then Travis Two-Step from the University of Kentucky.
Yeah, buddy.
We mean that in a nice way.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I don't know if you guys know this. Look what Travis did. So if you're watching the video of this, Travis...
It's like the throne.
He took it upon himself to move the table today, and he came in early for work to kind of do this. Travis, why don't you tell us about your thought process on this.
Yeah, I had to not just be behind Dave the whole time. You know, I could kind of have a little open space. I could lower this table a little bit so I could have a good reading height.
Right, height?
So,
height. I like
so
that.
So I'm ready to go.
Height. I want to chunk something at you.
Height. Height. I like that. That's odd. So, A-plus for effort on T-bone right there. I think that's a fantastic job. A-plus effort. Good stuff, dude. All right, what do we have for questions today, Travis? I'm from your throne. Present us with questions.
Game of Thrones.
Roger from Green Bay, Wisconsin. I've noticed a new trend where people hang from a bar to get rid of impingements and other shoulder ailments. Do you recommend this fix? If so, is there a population that shouldn't do this?
Well, I will start off by saying the first thing is this sort of thing isn't new. Stupid people do stupid things all the time. That's very common, actually. So,
sorry. Our next question.
Awesome. More importantly, Green Bay, what is wrong with Aaron Rodgers? I don't know why. He said Green Bay, and I just thought of... I watch a Packers game, and I'm always uber disappointed. Len.
I've had him on my fantasy team, and I'm very rarely disappointed.
Aaron Rodgers comes through statistically, but right. I just feel like the... I don't know. We're getting off topic. There's something wrong with the Packers right now. So, what was the question?
Hanging from a bar.
Dan, you hang from
this
a bar.
Just screaming, Dan.
tell us about hanging from a bar.
All right, so I know the trend. I've seen people try to do this, and a lot of people have success doing it. I'm not sure exactly why. My thoughts are is when you're hanging from a bar, if you have shoulder impingement syndrome, you have to be careful because end range flexion overhead, you could be approximating the greater tuberosity up against acromion. It's kind of like a Nears test. So if someone's aggravated enough, they're hanging from a bar in this position, you're just compressing the tendons more than might be irritated already. So you have to be really careful, and there's some people who have impingement that can't hang from a bar, so immediately I think it's just a bad decision for them. The other thing is that when you're hanging from a bar, your humeral head depressors are active. So the thought is, if they're active and you're pulling or you're hanging and you're actively hanging, then maybe you're getting the ball pulled down in the socket, you're working some of the humeral head depressors. So in some ways, maybe you're strengthening the scapula, you're pulling the humerus down, and that potentially could be a good thing. The other thing is maybe you're just gradually loading the shoulder joint. You're staying away from other exercises for a bit, and just that is enough with time to get better. But to be honest with you, I just don't think it's a very good way to treat your shoulder. There's
I can't imagine.
Much, much, much more we have as physical therapists to give you. And to me, like, maybe that'll help you. But it's just, if you go on forums and start reading around and see what people are doing for the pain problems, it's absolutely ridiculous. And I don't want to say that's ridiculous, but it's definitely not the best way of going about it.
I'll say it's ridiculous. I don't mind saying it's ridiculous. it's ridiculous to work on shoulder pain and shoulder impingement. Now, Dave, hanging from a bar has many benefits and some pros here. It's just not for treating shoulder impingement. Dave, as you tell me from a gymnast perspective and hyperlax,
you're probably getting some decent amount of strength and even dynamic stability from the mechanisms yeah. Dan kind of talked about in that position from being able to hold your body weight over time. Mm-hmm. Are there pros to hanging from a bar?
There are, for sure. It's one of those things that has to be done in the right like progression and dosage, just like anything else, right? That's a skill that many people don't do. So if you just jump to that, right? If I tried to throw a baseball really hard for a day, I would blow my arm up, right? No doubt. But the same thing is like traction forces are extremely good for dynamic stability of the cuff if you have the range of motion and you're in the right range of motion that's safe for you, right?
Right.
You load it appropriately, you do the proper drills. There's thousands of drills like from Power Monkey and like that we teach people that are perfect for slowly getting into these skills that are just weird for people. Like not many people hang from a bar, not people are on their hands. Like gymnasts are weird like that. So that's where all of this fad came from.
Right.
It's people who are just trying to hang and make it feel better. And I don't know, I feel like Dan and I see a ton of people who are like in that boat. They're like, all right, well, my shoulder doesn't hurt as bad anymore. Like, what should I do? And like, I'll try to hang from a bar, try to do some pull-ups. And it's like, whoa, that's the equivalent of me being like, I'm just, my knee feels a little bit better. Let me squat 135
right.
and just see what happens.
Right. And correct me if I'm wrong, but the reason why you have shoulder impingement is probably from lack of mobility somewhere.
Right.
And it's probably not even always your shoulder.
Mm.
So maybe it's T-spine or maybe it's scap or maybe it's soft tissue. So hanging from the bar isn't going to fix that. It's going to make it way worse.
Yeah. I think it comes down to your perceived tightness, and that's why you're doing it. And you think you're tight, and it's probably you're not. There's a reason why you feel that, and it's probably a weakness, a volume thing where you need strengthening and maybe some hands-on manual therapy or foam rolling or something like that. And hanging from the bar is actually just probably causing everything to get tighter on you because everything is already tight on you. And we see that a lot with other joints as well, where we think we just need to be aggressively stretching, and it's usually not a, that's not the issue.
Not necessarily a bad exercise, a bad drill, there's some pros, certainly not what you should be doing for
Don't worry though, Dan and I have something coming out soon that'll get you right back to where you need to be.
That was not intended. I'm not intentional. Yeah. That was
full product coming out right now. We're trying to help people with shoulder problems.
So I was gonna say, give us a little tease. So you gotta help people with shoulder problems. Product.
People who have an old injury or like gone through late stages and feel very lost on how to get back to their fitness thing. So we're doing like how to get back to pull ups, dips, bench press, all that stuff.
Love it.
Yeah, there's so much. If you go, like I said, one of the reasons why we're doing this is you go online forums and just basically take a look and see how people rehab. It's not very good, so we're trying to bridge that gap. Once you've gotten through the basic rehab, how to get back to post jerks, bench press, kipping, muscle ups, all that really high intensity stuff with a step-by-step program to do it.
Awesome. T-Bone, what do we got?
Eric in St. Louis, with the increasing popularity of blood flow restriction training, what are your thoughts on implementing this technique safely in a clinical setting, especially as it pertains to post-operative patients such as ACL repairs?
This is a big episode. We should space these out better. So blood flow restriction training. Maybe we'll just do two questions on this one.
Yeah.
Blood flow restriction training. So we're using it in Champion here. We are using it. And, you know, I think if I had to summarize it, it's probably like two groups of people that could potentially be using blood flow right now. One is for rehab and one is for performance enhancement, right? We've been playing with it ourselves for performance enhancement, right? So maybe we'll talk about that real quick first. Dan, have you done it yourself too, Dave? So I haven't really done it myself yet on performance enhancement. Len, have you done it?
No.
He hasn't done it.
He's one per month goblet squats.
So why don't you, what's your thought? I mean, briefly, like, what's your thought on performance enhancement? Where are we at Champion with blood flow on performance enhancement?
Here's one of the things I think is really nice, especially for a bit of an older athlete. I mean, when you look at training and you're trying to build muscle mass and strength, we look at kind of ultimate tensile loading, so really heavy weights. Then we're looking at a rep range more of hypertrophy and time and retention, and somewhere between like 6 and 15 reps maybe, where you're building muscle mass in that way. And then blood flow restriction training is, in my mind, kind of a third way to do this, where you're not necessarily loading the muscle up very much, but you're still getting physiologic changes that improve muscle mass and strength. So at least one of the things I've been doing is a way to add additional volume to my training in a way that doesn't bang up my joints as much as the typical hypertrophy and the typical strength, which is awesome for an older athlete that just can't handle that amount of volume, but they need that volume in order to build muscle mass. So that's how I've been just tinkering, at least
what happened. Okay, so you've used it, so what do you think about it for yourself? Have you noticed anything? Do you feel different, or is it just that initial swole look and then it goes away?
I did measure, so I did 4 weeks where I measured my arms cold. So after a weekend where I didn't train, I measured my arms. And then I did twice a week blood flow restriction for the arms, which in reality, looking back, is probably a little too much to fit into my training program. So I've had to tinker it a little bit. And I actually just bought a pair. It's at home right now, so I can tinker with it some more. But then I went through 4 weeks, and then I remeasured.
and I gained, it was 3/4 inch on one arm and 1/2 inch on the other. So it did make a big improvement. That being said, I also increased my calorie intake by quite a bit. And then I tweaked a few variables in my training. So it's tough to just tease out what changed it. But I do think it was something that was helpful for me.
Interesting. Now, so Dan is a very large training age and has done quite a bit of various types of training and various aggressive types of training. So, I mean, I respect his opinion and what he says with that. So, all right, let's shift gears and let's go rehab then. So rehab, I think the concept, what we've been playing with it with our post-op people, because it's one of those no-brainers in my mind, like why not? So the proposed benefit of blood flow restriction is that we can get a greater strength response at a lower percentage of your rep max, right? So, normally you have to be, closer to 80% of your rep max to get significant strength hypertrophy gains with training. But with blood flow restriction, what we're saying, and some of the research is showing, you can be as low as 20% of your rep max and still get a similar physiological response. So, growth hormone and stuff like that. That physiological response is what we're looking for. So it's an adjunct, and we're using it as an adjunct to our rehab. I'm not changing anything. I'm just adding the blood flow to my post-op exercises. So we're getting there, and we're still playing with it. We're going to have more information. As we learn and we perfect our system of it, we'll share it with you. But right now, that's what we're doing. We've started to use the bands from B-Strong. The company's called B-Strong, like the letter B. And we've really enjoyed them. They're way better quality and just great bands that have been awesome for us. So we've tried others, and this is what we settled on. So, they've offered a coupon code, which is pretty awesome. So if you're interested in getting them, check out their website. It's called gobestrong.com. So like gobestrong.com. And there's a coupon code you can enter, Reinold, and I think you get 15% off. I don't know. Dan just bought
them. It didn't work. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. So
just let them know.
Somebody else told me the coupon didn't work recently.
Yeah.
And I told them that, and I think it actually did work.
Did it work?
It's just their shopping cart's not the best.
Okay.
But we'll have to work on that. That, or even Dan put an H in my last name.
I put two H's.
So anyway, so all right, awesome episode. Two bigger questions, so we'll cut it with two today, I think. I think that's awesome. But thanks so much for joining us. Head to MikeReinold.com, click on that podcast link, keep asking us questions. We're having a blast. We're getting there. We're almost in the 80s, I think, with episodes. So we're getting
big Hundo episode coming soon.
I know, we get a celebrate. That should be
a cake.
Sometime in the fall we should get it. We definitely need a cake.
Gluten free cake.
Definitely, yeah. It'd be awesome. But go to iTunes, subscribe, rate, review, whatever, all that fun stuff, and we'll see you guys on the next episode.
Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If you have a question you'd like us to answer, head to MikeReinold.com/podcast and fill out the form to submit your question. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe, rate, and review us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. And please share this with your friends to help spread the word. It would really mean so much to us. Please check out all my online courses, articles, newsletter, and more at MikeReinold.com. There's always a ton of great perks for my newsletter subscribers. And be sure to check for my other podcast, the Sports Physical Therapy Podcast, where I go deep into topics and interview leaders within our field. See you on the next episode.